Lieutenant General Charles Davis is the new commander of the Air Force Electronic Systems Center.
That command is responsible for the development of major information systems and command and control networks for the Air Force, overseeing about 200 separate programs. In the few months since he's been on the job, he says he's been watching the Air Force's IT networks get more complicated, not less.
Every day, I get any kind of number of requests of folks that would like to add a new application to this network and try to get it to function in a short period of time and try to field it and make it workable before the threat evolves and finds a new way to stop that application from being successful. As a result of these challenges, most of the programs I've seen in Electronic Systems Center, most of the programs I deal with today, have gone along the path of building their own complete infrastructure, their own complete hardware and software protocols to be able to fit on the network, because they're being held responsibility for their performance under Program A or Program B or Program C. So what you now have is a proliferating infrastructure of the network that's trying to be the defense of the Air Force, with every program that comes along having to add another level of infrastructure, so it only gets more and more complicated as every system brings its own hardware, its own software, its own programs, its own structure, and no two systems decide to try to pool their resources and use the same of those. We see a lot of that happening across most of the programs within the Air Force right now.
Davis says the Air Force is being pressed by two competing forces: the need to be able to bring new technology on board at a rapid pace, and the need to understand the structure of an IT infrastructure that's always increasing in complexity so the Air Force can defend it. While the goal is a seamless network covering air, space, and land, Davis says they're far from that right now. Instead, he says the Air Force has tens of hundreds of networks that have been tied together by brute force. For example, Davis says, since systems were allowed to grow up according to their own rules, many of them can't interoperate in tactical operations. So the Air Force had to design a modified business jet called BACON, the Battlefield Airborne Control Node. It acts as a sort of universal translator in the sky, just to allow the Air Force's own systems to talk to one another.
It's become such a highly prized, highly tasked asset that most of the combatant commanders in the area will not conduct operations if there's not a BACON, as we call it, the Battlefield Airborne Control Node, flying at the time to be able to integrate a special forces team in one area with an ingress of another set of fighters coming in to provide the protection with the folks that are already on the ground fighting the battle in some other area. So if they're not talking, they're not connected via BACON, a lot of commanders have decided they're not going to try to conduct operations. Now, that in itself is a great example of success and failure at the same time. It's successful because we've now figured out how to integrate some of these air, space, and ground networks. But the fact that we had to do it through what basically is a very complex translation system tells you that we didn't get quite successful at trying to integrate all these networks.
Air Force leaders have tasked Davis with coming up with an assessment of how to improve the way the service delivers IT capabilities. In a September memo, David Van Buren, the Air Force's acquisition executive, told Davis the Electronic Systems Center had been plagued by fragmented authorities, poor program execution, and struggles in delivering affordable and timely IT products. Davis says the Air Force needs to take control of its baseline network standards and start establishing centralized governance.
Every program that's going to come along does not get to bring their own infrastructure and does not, in some cases, get to bring their own network. They have to figure out how to work with the network we have, and we will provide the standards and the protocols for that particular program of record to be able to connect to that network. So, again, we have to somehow or another pull back on the complexity and the numbers of pieces of hardware and software items that everybody brings to that grand network with those 850,000 users. So if we don't get to this point, if we don't try to define those architectures and standards that either make up the network we live on today or the network you've got to put an application on, if we don't get to that point, these systems are going to continue to fail and everybody's going to wonder, why can't I figure out how to put a simple pay system on the Air Force network? How come I can't figure out how to put a simple logistics system that tracks parts on the Air Force network?
Davis says there are plenty of challenges, though. For one thing, it's not clear which Air Force organizations have ownership of the network across the land, air, and space domains. He says IT leaders across the Air Force are trying to map that out right now, and the Air Force Space Command has been put in charge of setting up master plans for the Air Force's core IT functions. That command is also in charge of migrating local IT enclaves at Air Force bases and major commands to new enterprise services, such as email. At the Electronic Systems Center, Davis says the Air Force is going to have to take a very different approach to the way it develops new major systems and start developing them in rapid increments.
We're going to have to be very brutal about what requirements we take on in a program. In other words, not that we won't do the requirements, but we'll take on a very limited set in one effort. In other words, we'll take on a very limited set, do a very short release, do a very small capability fielding, and then go right on to the next. That's the only way we're going to be able to get any progress on some of these systems. These large, humongous systems with millions of lines of code and hundreds of requirements will never be successful in this world again, and certainly will not be able to survive the acquisition process we live in today. So very small requirement, very limited requirement, very set schedule, feel that, move on to the next.
But to do that kind of agile development, Davis says the Air Force also needs some help from the Pentagon and Congress in the form of stable and flexible funding streams.
Because the threat changes weekly, daily. If you don't have a funding line that allows you to field within a certain level of constraint, some freedom to use that funding to field a specific part of that capability and move on to another specific part of that capability and move on, so that each capability is not going to be that well defined to the people that gave you the money. If you don't have some flexibility to do that for both the offense and the defensive part of the cyber operations, we'll be behind the threat and we'll never get anything out there that's going to be useful.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.